As the president was signing a few of the 36 bills on his desk at the end of the last session of Congress, he was asked what effect he thought the sanctions would have on the Soviet Union, and he read his answer from some typed notes which he had in front of him.
Measures are directed at the governments of Poland and of the Soviet Union, and the purpose is to convey to those regimes how strongly we feel about their joint efforts to extinguish liberty in Poland. And they're not meant to increase the hardship on the victims of repression. The Polish people, quite the contrary. By our actions, we expect to put powerful doubts in the minds of the Soviet and Polish leaders about this continued repression. In addition, we are going to continue assisting the flow of food, medicines, and other necessities to the Polish people, not to the governments. And the whole purpose of our actions is to speak for those who have been silenced and to help those who have been rendered helpless.
The administration considers this a major move on its part, but it's important to note, Dan, that it does not have support from the NATO allies. It is going it alone because the president and his top advisors feel that it's time for them to take some kind of stand. Dan?
Bill, I want to make it clear that the announcement has not yet come from President Reagan nor from the White House that this is information that you have learned some details of the sanctions that will be announced this afternoon. I think we owe it to our audience to make that clear. Bill, you did not mention any embargoes on foodstuffs unless I missed something in trying to make my own notes. And if that isn't included in the sanctions, do you have any idea why not?
Apparently because of the effect, Dan, that it would have both on the people of Poland and Russia and on the American farmer. The argument can be made that if foodstuffs are suspended, it's the people who will suffer and not the governments. Government leaders always seem to get enough to eat.
Thank you very much, Bill Plant in Los Angeles, who found out on his own from his sources some details on the sanctions that President Reagan will be announcing later this afternoon officially, sanctions against the Soviet Union in retaliation for what President Reagan sees as Moscow's involvement in the Polish crisis. CBS News will have a full report on the Reagan administration's economic sanctions against the Soviet Union tonight on the CBS Evening News.